Okay, hello, hello, Tyler Bryden here. Hope everything's going well. Continued journey of topics all over the place. Well, it continues today. With something that I find extremely exciting, important, also challenging, and that is a recent sort of release. I'll share the email that I had received from Rick Doblin himself from MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, a name that I continue to struggle with. I love you guys very much, but it's a tough name. I appreciate the acronym of MAPS. And Rick shared this email. I had seen a couple posts about this earlier, and then the email had been received about a new letter from the Biden administration's, about the Biden administration's preparations for anticipated approval for MDMA-assisted therapy to treat PTSD within the next 2 years. And for anyone who doesn't know, MAPS, an amazing company. Let me see if I can quickly pull up. Rick Doblin has a statement, so this will take me right to the site. Who has been doing work, I believe, since the 80s when, you know, after this sort of dry spell of research on psychedelics for so long after Nixon's war on drugs and the response to Vietnam. And there's a long lineage of history dating back to the discovery of psychedelics, research done on it, treatment with it, and excitingly, you know, an incredible promise for some of these substances, which was then destroyed by, you know, some of the maybe anti-war, statements and just attitude that came and emerged through sort of the 60s and 70s that then was shut down completely. And so a really dark age for human discovery, for understanding who we are, how we can improve our mental health, how we can be better versions of ourselves, and maybe how we could have changed the trajectory of the world to care about different things than what we care about now. And so this is why I'm incredibly passionate about it. I've had my own journey with mental health, childhood trauma, struggles, in some ways that, in many ways that psychedelics helped heal, and then in many ways the improper use and understanding of these substances had some downstream negative effects. And so I'm passionate from both sides, which is the amazing benefits that can come from these substances and plant medicine and treatment, and then also the other side of how important proper use of these substances is for the healing experiences that we all want to see, the recovery of people and the betterment and the wellness that we do hope to see with psychedelics. But Biden came through with this note about anticipated approval. MAPS has been working closely with the FDA through these clinical trials. And yes, there has been some sort of problems with certain subsects of the trial throughout. I think this is messy, difficult, exploratory work that challenges a lot of our beliefs of like, what is traditional clinical trial? How do you take care of someone going through something in a really complex emotional state? When do you give a hug versus not give a hug? Should touch be all these questions that have sort of emerged through some of this treatment and have been, you know, really well responded to often in one case, you know, in many cases with a female and a male practitioner in the room with the patient with, you know, pre-work done before, integration work during and then after the actual sessions. And so a lot has been done here to make these clinical trials successful or at least accurate in the way that they can be. And because of that, this relationships with FDA has been, you know, quite strong. And now after, you know, again, decades, you know, a couple few years ago, people just did not believe that this was possible. And I think there was still even a lot of skepticism around, is this going to move forward? And there's been nonprofits build, you know, infrastructures in this, and then now, private entities and then public entities build infrastructure and business, around this entire ecosystem, this treatment modality, businesses would classify as a market. And so there's a lot of pressure on this actually being legalized or passed through with administration support. And this is, you know, a sign that this is on its right path. And, you know, this doesn't mean that it's, just said and done. There are a lot of risks along the way. There could be something that comes out in these last trials that derails this or slows down the processes or raises new concerns. So that's a lot of the work that's going on right now, is to get this done. And MAPS has been incredibly successful, both with a nonprofit and then now a public benefit corporation, $130 million raised for psychedelic and marijuana research, a lot of work specifically done with MDMA, with PTSD, sometimes on soldiers, sometimes in a lot of different sort of ways that people get PTSD, get trauma, and then need, and then that normal treatment doesn't necessarily work. So MAPS has explored that and done a fantastic job. I have a couple articles here. This one was actually, an earlier one in February of 2021, where it seemed like AOC and some of the politicians who are, you know, relatively progressive in their beliefs have pushed Biden to, first of all, explore this, and then now put out more of an official statement on predicted approval of these substances. And so I do think this is an important milestone, an important step, and an indicator that it was on the right path. There have been some incredible pushes from grassroots initiatives, from lawyers who care deeply about this, as well as just people volunteering in different cities across the United States, in Canada, with Section 53, Theracell, nonprofit, a bunch of different people working on making this happen. And I've tried to figure out my own way to sort of contribute and be a part of this, and I'm still sort of searching for this, trying to figure out what that looks like. But I'm really glad to see, not only is this just Democratic sort of a, you know, push, this is Republicans also believing in this too. And it's hard not to, when a lot of the treatment that has been done has actually been on veterans of the military, of police and firefighting, et cetera, who, you know, most people who consider themselves Republicans or American or whatever they classify themselves as, believe and support those people and want to see them happy and healthy. And if this is a potential way to make that happen, then support that. And especially with the, you know, the opioid epidemic and all this other stuff coming on, I think, as well as the pandemic, you know, accelerating and exacerbating mental health issues, I think all of this starts to make sense to more and more people. And we also sort of believe in this freedom to experiment, this freedom to, explore who we are. And I think that's why all of this is sort of aggregating at once to make this push happen. So, you know, email from Rick there, statement on the actual website. So this was a big, exciting moment. And then I've got the actual letter here that was published, which is relatively short. But there is a task force that is monitoring the public-private partnership that can address a myriad of complex issues around the anticipated approval of, I'm not going to be able to say this word fully, but MDMA, which has been the sort of substance used in these clinical trials for the treatment of depression and then PTSD. And then they're agreeing that there are too many Americans suffering from mental health and substance use issues, which I hadn't, even fully, the COVID-19 pandemic, and then figuring out different ways to address this crisis in a way that is practical, affordable, that allows people to have these experiences and then continue to be moving forward healthy and happy and not requiring constant, treatment. And so this is a challenge to maybe norms that people would think of, and maybe Big Pharma is one of the people who maybe feels threatened by this. And there's a lot of people who sort of do profit from people not being well. And this is, I believe, a step in the right direction. My concern is, again, that there's risks along these trials that can still pop up. The other concern that I have, and the example was one of the comments in the threads here, is that, you know, and we've seen it here in Canada, but we've seen it in the U.S. a lot too, is just like, if there's an election coming up, put this big promise on the map on that campaign, and then rally people around that so that the votes come and they get, continue in power. So when they say 2 years, that's pretty ambiguous timing around the next election. So is Biden using this as a way to gather votes? Maybe it's a good strategy, maybe it's bad, but we've seen where Obama said he would legalize marijuana federally, at least that's from my assumption, and then did not follow through that with that promise. Trudeau at one point, he did say that he was going to legalize marijuana federally, which he did, but he did it in not the best way, and then also didn't follow with a campaign promise about the way to vote. And so there are a lot of times that politicians, especially with elections coming up, and maybe him with failing, faling support, use important issues to people like this as a way to gather votes, as to, create, excitement and support of it, even when maybe everything else isn't going well. And then once they continue in power, they say, maybe this is too difficult. We actually can't get this done, et cetera, et cetera. So there is some skepticism around that from some of the comments and what I've seen. And I have that same skepticism just in politics in general, where they have incentives to, sometimes delay these things to continue the support or make this an issue to wedge an election around or something like that. So while I'm saying that, I try to be an optimistic person. I try to be an excited person. I'm, that makes me, optimistic that we are moving in the right direction, but that is yet to be seen. 2 years is both a long time, but also a very short time, especially for MAPS, who's been working on this since the 80s for a very, very long time. And now we're, younger people are maybe going to benefit from this, not even maybe fully comprehending the challenge that this was and how long it took to get there, the scale of these trials, how difficult it is, how expensive it is. I've been lucky and privileged enough to interact with some of these people, and I'm so glad to see them continuing to push through with some amazing people who I know just care deeply about the work that they're doing. So this was a little video just to summarize sort of Biden's sort of statement around a task force about psychedelics and the adoption of MDMA for legal treatment and therapies for PTSD and depression. Biden plans for this within 2 years, and I hope that we actually do see this come to life, this come to fruition. It would be an amazing move in the right direction, I believe, for the world. So if you'd like this content, feel encouraged to send me a message, like, comment, subscribe, what all those things that do the algorithm stuff, but just in general, make me, help me be aware that I'm on the right path, that I should continue this journey of creating. I really do appreciate every note, every comment that I get. It means the world to me. I'm incredibly excited about this stuff, and I do my best to try to create insightful, valuable videos that are covering some of the things that I find just important in the world today. So this has been Tyler Bryden. Thank you so much for checking this out. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.